We'll bring in the newest star of CSN Bay Area, and that is Alex Pavlovich. Alex, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Very good, very good. And what was your take on this week of celebrations, the flag raising on Monday and the ring ceremony yesterday? How did you like it?
They probably should have done the ring ceremony on Tuesday, so maybe these guys would get jolted a little bit and play like that earlier in the week. But, they do those things well. We've seen in the past everything that any ceremony the Giants do as well as anybody. I think the rest of the week is a bit of a disaster, but the ceremonies themselves were done really well.
Yeah, nice to see the Hall of Famers out there yesterday, to see Willie Mays and McCovey and Marichal and Cepeda and Perry out there. I think, after the player would get the ring, or the coach, whoever got the ring, would then walk over to – it was almost out of total respect, they would shake those hands and then go to their spot. I like that part of it.
Yeah, that was cool. And you could see guys would get pretty giddy when they actually opened that ring box, and you see them walking down the first base line, and you could see the smile on their face. But like you said, there was a few seconds there where everybody paid their respects and didn't immediately open that ring box. They went and went to talk to all the Hall of Famers. Even Tim Hudson, who waited 16 years for this, I watched him closely, and he went down there, shook hands, hugged a few guys, and then you could see him about 10 steps down the line. He opened up that box, and it was a special moment for him.
Well, that's baseball. I always say this in baseball, the elders are respected. A little bit different than all other parts of culture in our society, but in baseball, if you've been around a while, they value your opinion. They show you the respect, and the fans love it. It's the idea of baseball, of connecting generations, and a game that is built on things that have happened before. And it comes up in situations like this. So I thought it was really nice to see it. Alex Pavlovich with us, CSN Bay Area. Alex, you wrote an interesting column or blog from last night about Brandon Crawford. Two hits his last 30 at-bats, both have been home runs. But he is seeing a steady diet of a different pitch, and it's different from years past for him. What's going on?
Yeah, this is one of those cases where the numbers can kind of back up what you're seeing. I think anybody who has watched the last week has seen him be pitched a certain way, and I looked it up, and he's seeing 28% changeups going into last night, and that number probably went up because De La Rosa threw him quite a few as well. So he had noticed that. As soon as I brought it up, he said that 28% seems low compared to what I feel like I'm seeing. But he was ready for it, and he's made the adjustment. He's done the work, and went out there last night and hit a big two-run homer on a changeup. So, it's one of those things for any of these guys. Guys are going to adjust to them, and teams are going to figure out a new way to pitch them. I think we're seeing with Brandon Belt right now, he's getting shifted as much as any player in the big leagues probably. So it's up to these young players to adjust back, and Crawford's done that. I think Belt going the other way last night was a good sign. I'd still like to see him bunt a little bit more and try to really force people to play him a little bit more honest. But I think for both those guys, last night was a step in the right direction.
Yeah, what about Belt? He was heading for a very low batting average and got a hit to put him over the 100 line. But what's up with Brandon Belt? We keep waiting for year after year for that moment, for that time when he would become an all-star. He would be a steady, consistent player. Still not there yet.
Yeah, I think he disappointed a weird segment of Twitter last night.
Yes.
But the Belt thing, it's still in there. And I've covered this guy most of his career, and I still think it's there. I've seen him every spring. I've seen stretches where he gets really hot. I've seen the rough stretches. It's still there. He's still fully capable of being an all-star. He just has to go out and put it together. And right now, I really think the shifting is a big deal for him because he's hitting into it a lot. And I think for him, this isn't one of those slumps. I've covered him through some pretty bad slumps where he just looks completely lost, and he walks up there and you fully expect him to strike out and walk back to the dugout. This doesn't feel like that. This feels like a guy who actually is seeing the ball pretty well, and I think we saw it two nights ago when he lined in that double play. I mean, it's just one of those situations where everything he hits is finding a glove, and part of that is because there are more gloves on the right side. So I think over time, and as he gets further away from that groin injury, and then maybe, last night will be a good boost for him going the other way. I do think if he starts getting a few people off that right side of the infield and starts going the other way a little bit more, he'll find more success.
I'd like to get some insight from you on a couple of things. One, Andrew Susak was brought up. Peavy went on the DL. What are they going to do with Susak, first of all, and then who takes Peavy's spot? Is that a foregone conclusion?
Well, I would hope that we would see Susak get a few starts and get some more action, because I think the lineup needs it, and I think the lineup needs him, even if they go down to two catchers. He was getting pretty close to a point there, and the way Hector's been swinging the bat, I think we're getting pretty close to a point where they probably should have been looking at a change anyway. So they need somebody who can go out there, and especially off the bench, they need somebody who can go and get you a double in the seventh inning with two guys on. They just haven't had that for the first 2 weeks. So I think you'll see, we saw him last night right away. He came into the game. So I think we'll see quite a bit of him. And he proved last year he's worthy of being up here, and he's a worthy big league hitter. And to your second question about Peavy, they don't need a fifth starter until, I think, next Saturday
right.
in Colorado. So they can get by this week and then go from there. The one nice thing about having that AAA team in Sacramento now is that it's really easy to make a move, and it's pretty easy for them to plan for this. If they want to go with 12 pitchers, if they want to get through the off day, whatever they want to do, they can wait a few days until they have to figure out who starts. And after that, you're probably looking at the usual candidates, Ryan Vogelsong, Guillermo Petit. I mean, that's why they're here, to be filling.
Yeah, if Vogelsong is not a starter, what is he doing here? Because he's certainly not. I mean, Petit has shown tremendous ability coming out of the bullpen and retiring 46 in a row, and the six innings against the Nationals. But for Vogelsong, that's a tough job for this guy.
Yeah.
And if he's not starting, what's he doing here?
I think for Ryan, especially somebody who has been a starter his whole career, who still wants to start, that's been made pretty clear. And him going out there when they're losing and trying to throw 60, 70 pitches to save the bullpen, I don't know that that's doing anybody any good, and really hasn't been a good role for him the first couple of weeks. So if it's going to be a while for Peavy, if they need one of those guys to slide in, maybe two or three starts, give Ryan a shot and see
right.
if he can find what he's had in the past and find some way to contribute more than he has the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Ishikawa, we saw him yesterday. I know he's on his rehab. He gets, I think, 20 days down there. It's going to be up pretty soon. How does he fit into this?
Yeah, he's probably going pretty close to that 20 days. I think he maybe has 12 or 13 left or something like that. But, again, it's one of those things we were talking about when Susak came up. I mean, Ishikawa was already here. But if you put him on the roster after that, there's nothing you can do with him, because that kind of finishes that rehab assignment. So I do think for him, and unfortunately, he's going to have to wait a little bit longer. And then I really don't know what they're going to do. I think it also probably depends where Hunter Pence is at and what you're looking at with the roster. I mean, if Pence comes back, do you need Justin Maxwell? And if Ishikawa and Pence come back, are you looking for more of a pinch hitter, or are you looking for a fifth outfielder? I think it all depends on where they're going to be. And as I've told a lot of people on Twitter who have asked me this over the last week, we've seen so many things happen to this team through, 13, 14 games here, that I think any time you try to look more than 3 or 4 days ahead, it's not even worth it.
Yeah, no, I agree. With that in mind, what about Pence? Any opinion you have as to when we may see him?
I heard all along from the beginning that it would be closer to May 1st than maybe a six-week thing, but it is. I mean, we're getting here, I don't know, we're getting towards the end of April here, and he hasn't swung a real bat yet. So I do think you can start doing the math, and maybe it'll be a little bit further than that. I know Hunter's trying hard. I know this rehab has been a little bit harder than they expected, and just the fact that it is, you're swinging a bat, and you have to turn your hand over, and your forearm has to twist and do all these things. It's not just as simple as letting that bone heal. So I think it's been a difficult one for him, and he's out there doing the work. I see him every day at 2 o'clock. He's out there throwing. He's out there running. But until he's able to fully swing a bat, and we see the violence with which he swings the bat, I think, until we hear he's taking BP, it's hard to really extrapolate and figure out when it's coming back.
No, I agree with you. All right, Hellickson and Hudson today. Giants haven't scored any runs for Hudson. Hellickson got knocked around pretty good by the Giants in the first start. They had him on the ropes, probably could have done more damage to him. How do you see this one today?
Yeah, this is a guy they should, like De La Rosa last night. These are guys, there's going to be much tougher guys coming in. Kershaw and Greinke are coming in next week. So this is a guy that, like last night, they really should get to. And the matchup you know, is a good one for him. I think I wrote this last night. It is as poorly as everything has gone. They've been looking towards this off day for a while, and really, even players down there have been asking me, like, why do we have 14 games in 14 days? So I think this has been something that's stunned them a little bit. And if they could go into it with two wins and kind of feel a little bit better, they're all going to spend that day looking at their rings and having won two games in a row. I think that would be huge for them going into that Dodgers series. If they don't, I mean, you end up looking at that stretch and it's, what, 4-10 through 14 games. That's pretty brutal. But this, to me, is a pretty big one for them. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bruce Bochy tells them that. Just go out there, try to figure out a way to get this one, and then, you know, get your day off.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Alex, have a good day. I think you're off today, are you not?
I am finally off today.
All right. How's the new job going?
It's good. I'll think about it today as I'm off.
All right. Yes, think about it, and we'll see you back at the ballpark on Tuesday. Alex, thanks so much. All right, that is Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get you ready for who we're going to have on next as we get ready for the walk to the Public House. Patrick is down there. We've got a great show for you out at the Public House today. Brad Mangin will be there about 11 o'clock today. He's got a couple of books, Championship Blood. Beautiful, beautiful photographs by Brad and some of the written work of Brian Murphy. It's a big hit. We're going to give away two of those books, so come on down to the Public House. But we'll take a quick break, get you ready for our walk down there right after this on the Sports Leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.